Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Our daf is going to begin with a very important topic of when the world was created and the nafkaminos lahalacha that emerge from that. The Gemara will marshal many, many different sources in this machlokis between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yoshua says the world was created in Nisan, while Rabbi Lazar says that the world was created in Tishrei. And that will go through all the psukim that the Gemara brings in this discussion on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Yud Aleph Amid Beis will discuss our history in Mitzrayim, when the actual physical labor, physical servitude ended, and that Gemara will say that it was on Rosh Hashanah, but ultimately we were redeemed in Nisan. And on Yud Aleph Amid Beis we will have the famous line, which comes from Yeshua, Rabbi Yoshua, B'Nisan Niglu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligoel. So a lot of our daf today, following daf Yud, which was a very intensive daf in Hilchos Shemitah, on daf Yud Aleph, a lot of our daf will revolve around the creation of the world. This is the beauty of Talmud Bavli, that one daf you could have an intensive daf in regards to Cheshbonos of Hilchos Shviyas, and the next daf, a beautiful Agadita. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, five lines from the bottom on Yud Amid Beis. Rabbi Eliezer taught us, B'tishra Nivra Oilam, B'tishra, B'tishrei Noldu Avos. During the month of Tishrei, the beginning of Tishrei, the world was created. The month of Tishrei was when our Avos were born. That refers to Avram and Yaakov. The Gemara will bring out that Yitzchak is a different story, as well as B'tishrei Mesu, that the Avos passed away, again, Avram and Yaakov, during Tishrei. B'Pesach nolad Yitzchak, but in Pesach Yitzchak was born, B'Rosh Hashanah nifkida Sarah, because we have a tradition that that on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah became pregnated, as well as Rachel v'Chana. Similarly, says the Gemara in the last line, in Yumen Abayz, B'Rosh Hashanah yotze Yosef v'Beis HaYisurin, Yosef left prison on Rosh Hashanah, continues the Gemara to Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, B'Rosh Hashanah batla avodosenu avoda me'avoseinu Mitzrayim. Similarly, we stopped working in Egypt on Rosh Hashanah. B'Nisan nigalu, B'Tishrei asidin ligoel. And we were redeemed in Nisan, and in Tishrei, we are going to eventually be redeemed. I mentioned in the introduction to the daf that Rabbi Yoshua, who's going to be Rabbi Eliezer's antagonist on many of these issues, he was the one who said the famous line that B'Nisan Niglu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligoel, while Rabbi Eliezer has this motif, but with different dates. And that is that we were redeemed in Nisan, but ultimately we are going to be redeemed in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omar, B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees on quite a few fronts with Rabbi Eliezer. He says that the world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Noldu Avos. And our forefathers were born in Nisan. B'Nisan Mesu Avos. Our forefathers died in Nisan. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. And Yitzchak was born during Pesach. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sarah. On Rosh Hashanah, Sarah was remembered and became impregnated. Rachel v'Chana as well. B'Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Beis Asurim. B'Rosh Hashanah Batla V'Seinu B'Mitzrayim. And B'Nisa Nigalu, what we mentioned from Amud Beis as well, Rabbi Yeshua has here, B'Nisa Nigalu B'Nisa Nasidin Ligal. We were redeemed in Nisan, and in the future we're going to be redeemed in Nisan as well. The Gemara now is going to analyze, to the point that we'll even analyze on Amud Beis, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asin Ligal, the Gemara is going to analyze every part of these fundamental historical machlokios between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. Says the Gemara, seven lines on the top, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Minayin Shabbat Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do we know Rabbi Eliezer taught that the world was created in what we call the month of Tishrei? Shenemar is the Pasuk Vayom, Elukim Tachi Aretz Desha, Esa Mazriya Zera. Eitz Pri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the earth to produce grass and a fruit tree, Ezehu Chodesh, Sha'aretz Motzia Dishaim. What is the month that the earth produces grass, Ve'ilan Malei Peres, and the trees came out of the, were created
with fruits on them. What month is that? Haviyom, is that Tishrei? That would be Tishrei. According to Rabbi Lezer's argument, would be that that's not Nisan, because a Nisan is when the trees are just beginning to bud. Now the trees have begun to show tiny signs of its fruit. I'm recording this in Mivaseret Sion, in the Yeshiva Mivaseret. And on the way, walking here, you could see tiny buds coming out of the trees, already fruits, not just the bud of the flower, but the fruits. The flowers have begun to fall off, and the fruits are beginning to come out, and we are in the middle of Iyar. So, in Tishrei, they're going to be sitting beautifully on in largeness on the trees. Va'osa perigzman revia haisa, and as well, that time was a time that it would begin to rain. V'yardu gishamim v'tzimcho, and the pasuk describes that rain came down and caused these plants and trees to grow. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Perek Aleph in Bereishis, v'eid yale min ha'aretz. Excuse me, in Perek Beis. In Eid Yalem in Haaretz, there was a cloud that came up from the ground. Rabbi Shua, period. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua, I'm Renayin Shebenisa Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua is going to start from the Psukim and come to a different conclusion. He's going to say the world was created in Nisan. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Vatotze Arasdesh, Eisem Azri Azar, Eitzai Sepri, Eizel Chadosh, Aretz Maleya Deshayim. What is the month that the world is full of grass? For Elon Motzi Peros. And the tree gives out, begins to bud with its fruits. Haviyomer is a Nisan. So, for example, the Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer is, what does it mean, the eighth pri? Was the eighth pri Mole Peros, or is it Motzi Peros? Vosa Perek Zman, Behema V'chai V'ov, Shem is Davgin, Zeitzel Zeh. And this is also the period that animals made. Shenemar, this is a pasuk that we quoted earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Ches, the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Lav Shuchar Matzon, that the pasture and the meadows are beautiful when the sheep become impregnated. The Gemara likes Rabbi Yoshua's Raya and says, you're right, it doesn't say that the trees were full of fruit like in the harvest time of Tishrei, but rather it says, Ve'etz Osepri, that the fruits are beginning to produce the fruits. Vidach Nami asks the Gemara, Ksiv Eitzel Sepri, answers the Gemara, what is Rabbi Eliezer going to do with that? Answers the Gemara, Ahu lebracha ledoros hu dechsiv. That expression is a blessing for future generations. In other words, in future generations, the trees will produce fruits. So when it says Eitz Osepri, that's future generations. V'idach nami. But what is the Gemara now comes back and asks on Rabbi Yeshua? What's Rabbi Yeshua going to do? The Torah describes the tree in Perek Aleph as an Eitz Pri. An Eitz Pri. We're dealing with two different psukim here. One, it says Eitz Osepri. That sounds like springtime. The other says Eitz Pri, that it's laden with fruits. V'idach nami yoksiv Eitz Osepri. And that appears in Perek Aleph. Excuse me, Eitz Pri, and that appears in Perek Aleph. Answers the Gemara, for Rabbi Yeshua, the defense will be, Ahuchad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He's following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Maise Bereishis Nivru'u. Many have the gears of Bikomasan Nivru'u. All of Maise Bereishis was created in its fullness. Lodatan Nivru'u. And they were asked whether they were wanted to be created, all things that were created, ulitzivyonam nivrau, and they were created with the colors and all attributes that they want to be created. That's what the pasuk Eitz Pri means. It was created with small fruits on them, not during Tishrei, but rather during Nisan. It says Eitz Pri, because it was created with its attributes of being a fruit that it wanted to be created as. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayichul Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzivam, al tirkiyu tzivam, elo tzivyonam. That it was created with all of its attributes and all of its colors.
Gemara continues analyzing the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that in Tishrei was when the avos were born. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, Minayin Shabbat Tishrei noldu avos. How do we know that the avos were born in Tishrei? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayikalu al haMelech Shlomo kol Yisrael b'yerech haYisanin b'chag." Shlomo HaMelech called together all of Klal Yisrael on the seventh month of Tishrei. Now, what exactly is the meaning of Yerech Ha'isanim? So Chazal Darshin, Yerech Shenolod by Isanei Oilam, the month that the foundations of the world were born, and that is the Avos. Meimashma, how do you see that from the words of Eson? Tehai Eson, Lishna Takifahu, it is a expression of strength to uphold. Kidichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Eson Moishavecha. That's how Bilam described Yisroi. Va'omer as well, the Pasuk says, Shimu Harim Esriv Hashem Ve'esonim Moistei Aretz. So the Esonim are described as those that supported the world. Va'omer, and the Pasuk also says, Kol Dodihi Nezeba Medalek Alaharim Mekapetz Al Hagvos. Medalek Alaharim, Eschus Avots Mekapetz Al Hagvos. So due to the Eschus Avos, the Geula is going to be Medalek Alaharim, and Mekapetz Al Hagvos, that it will boundy over the meadows, that will be Bezchus Mos. There is a dissenting view to Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the view of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, Emer Menayin Shebenisin Naldu Avos, Shenemar, the Pasuk, Rabbi Yoshua claims, supports the idea that the Avos were born in Nisan. As the Pasuk says, in regards to the timing of the building of the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech, the end of the quote of the Pasuk is Bechodesh Ziv. What is Chodesh Ziv? It's the second month of the year. Chazal Darshan, it's the month that Zivtanei Olam, those who made the world shine, were born. It was the second month of Shlomo HaMelech's reign, but it was in the month of Nisan. Okay, so we have two different Mekoros, one for Rabbi Eliezer, one for Rabbi Yoshua. What's each one going to do with the other Mar Makom? V'idach Nami, even according to Rabbi Yoshua, what's he going to do with the Pasuk Haksib B'Yerech HaYisanim? What's he going to do with that Pasuk that seems to indicate that it took place in Chodesh Tishrei? Hasam, Rabbi Yoshua is going to answer, Ditakif b'mitzvahs. The reason why Chodesh of Tishrei is referred to Yerech HaYisanim, because it's strong with mitzvahs, not strong because the Yisodei HaOlam, the Yisanei HaOlam, were born during that time, but rather it's Takif b'mitzvahs. V'idach, and what is Rabbi Eliezer going to do with Rabbi Yoshua's Makar, Nami Haksib b'Chodesh Ziv? Ahu disbe ziva li'idlanei. No, it's coming to bring out another point. And it says Ziv, not a point about the Avos, but a reference to the springtime, that it's when the trees shine. The Amar of Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda taught us, now the Gemara says this is not just Stam, a word about nature, but rather it tells us a halacha, as Rav Yehuda said, Hai man de nafik b'yemi Nisan v'chazi ilan edil melav levi. If a person goes out in the days of Nisan and sees a tree blooming, Omer, he says, the bracha baruch shalei chiser me'ilam eklum, Uvarabai Briyas Taivais Vilanais Taivais Lisnais Bahen Bnei Adam, period. So that's how each mandamar explains the other pasuk. Continues the Gemara, five lines into wine, Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, Mandamar Benisa Noldu, Benisa Mesu. According to the opinion that says that they were, Avos were born in Nisan, they also died in Nisan, Mandamar B'Tishrei Noldu, B'Tishrei Mesu. According to Mandamar that says that they were born in Tishrei, they also died in Tishrei. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayimer Lehem, Be'me'avesrim Shana Noichi Hayoim, that Moshe Rabbeinu says that he was 120 years old. Why is he emphasizing today? That he filled his days and his years. That if they're destined to live 120 years, that they're going to live all 120 years in its fullest. And they'll live until the last day of their 120 years, and therefore die on their birthday. The Pesach Noled Yitzchak Min Olam, we learned earlier that Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach Kidichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Lamoyed Oshev Alecha. The Malachim say to Avram Avinu that Lamoyed, when we come back to Lamoyed, so then you're going to have a son. So now, Emas Kai, when did this take place? Ilema B'Pesach,
If we're going to say that the Malachim visited Avraham Avinu on Pesach, the Ka'amar Leibatzeris, and they told him that there is going to, he's going to have a child the next Moed, when's the next Moed after Pesach, it's Shavuos, B'chamshin Yomim Mikol Yolda. Does a woman give birth after becoming pregnant after 50 days? Takes around 9 months. Elo de Koy Batzeris. So what are we going to say? It took place in Shavuos, so Kamar Leibatzeris. And Yitzchak was born on Tishrei. Is that what you're going to say? Akata b'chamishi yarchem ikah yolda. Does a woman give birth in 5 months? Elo dekoy b'chag. The rather pshat is that they came on Sukkot, b'karmela b'nisan, and then she would give birth in Nisan. Akata b'shisa yarchem ikah yolda. Would she give birth in 6 months? That's also too short of a time for a woman to give, go from pregnancy to birth. That's a real, real dangerous preemie. So what's the pshat? Ton. So you have to say that year there was an extra adar. Says the Gemara, sof sof ki madli mar yomei tuma batsu yoledes l'shivua l'shiva.
If you can take into account, says Rashi, that during that period of time Sarah Yimeinu was a nida, so then that means she needed to go to the mikvah to be able to become pregnant. So if that would be so then that's less than 7 months. So even if you're going to add an extra month, you're only got up to 7 minus the time of nidus. So says the Gemara,
it's even less than 7 months. I apologize, I skipped a line for a word. Ki madli mar yome tuma batzri luhu. That if you can take out the days of tuma, then it's going to be less than 7 months. Amar Mar Zutra, afilu man damar yoledes letisha einol yoledes mikuton. The man d'amar who says that a woman who gives birth 9 months pregnant does not give birth in the middle of the 8th month, yoledes shiva yoledes lemikutan. However, the Gemara says it is possible to give birth within the 7th month. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Shmuel, vayhi lutkufas hayamim, and the pasuk refers to Chana giving birth, vatar Chana vatelet beit. And here it says lutkufas hayamim. Anytime it says yamim, then we automatically assume the small amount of days. Miut kufos, shtayim, umiut yamim hushnayim. So Shmuel was born 2 tkufos and 2 days less than expected. And what is a tkufa? A tkufa is 3 months. So Shmuel was born after 6 months and 2 days. So even though originally we thought that was a real, real preemie, the Gemara's conclusion is that such a thing is possible. So according to Maskanas HaGemara, is that Avraham Avinu was informed on Sukkot, and he gave birth, more precisely, Sarah gave birth on Pesach. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph from Nalf, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkedes Sarah, Rachel, Chana, Minol. And how do we know that on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered? How do we know that? Amar Blazar, Asa, Pekida, Pekida, Asya, Schira, Schira. We learn out from the common word pekida pekida, as well as schira schira. Ksib Rachel v'yizkor Elokim es Rachel, Hashem remembered Rachel when she first became pregnant. Uksib b'chan v'yizkor Hashem v'asi schira schira meRosh Hashanah, and also mentioned schira by Rosh Hashanah. Ksib Shabbos and Zichron Teruah, and we learn pekida pekida. Ksib b'chan ki pokad Hashem es Chana, uksib b'sarah Hashem pokad es Sarah, and when Sarah took place on Rosh Hashanah, so too she was remembered as well on Rosh Hashanah. We also learned Barash Hashanah, Yotze Yosef, Beis HaAsurin, bottom line, Yud Aleph Amid Alfa, Yosef went out of prison on Rosh Hashanah, Minol. And how do we know? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Tiku v'chodesh shayv v'kesev v'kleinu, v'chodesh l'Yisrael, hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. And the Pasuk also says, Eidus b'hoisev shmoi b'tzeisai l'Eretz Mitzrayim. But this is the day that Yosef went out on Eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, he was freed. So this is the Makar that on Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was freed. Gemara continues on top line, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Rosh Hashanah, Batla, Vodemea, Vesem, Mitzrayim. We know that our forefathers ended their servitude on Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv HaChavetzeis, Yescha Mitachas, Sivlois Mitzrayim. Uksiv HaSam, and it says in regards to the actual bondage, Hasiroizim Misefel, Shichmoy, take me out from, or take Yosef out from the pain of the prison. And we learn out that the two sevels are connected. We equate Yosef's tribulations in the prison to Klal Yisrael's tribulation in Mitzrayim. And just like Yosef was
freed, as we learned above, on Rosh Hashanah, so too Klal Yisrael began to be freed, in the sense that they no longer had the back-forcing labor in Mitzrayim. We also mentioned previously in our Gemara, B'Nisan Nigalu, that in Nisan we were redeemed, K'di'isa, as we brought out above. Even in the Psukim themselves, in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, it says that we went out during Nisan, B'Tishrei Asidin Ligadol. But we also know that in Tishrei, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to be redeemed, Asya Shofar Shofar, because there's got to be a commonality between the Shofar of Gula and the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. K'siv Hocha Tiku B'Kodesh Shofar, B'Kesel Yom Chayin K'chok Yisrael Hu Mishpa Le'Hakav, U'K'siv Hasam B'Yom Hu Yitoka B'Shofar Gula. The Pasuk Yishayahu says that one day the big Shofar is going to be blown. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees that our Gula Asid is going to be a Nisan. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asin Ligal. We're going to be redeemed in the future in Nisan. Minalan, how does he learn it? Amakra Lo Shimurim, Lo HaMishumar, Uba Mishreshis Me'ebreshis. That the night of Pesach is referred to as the day that is guarded. It's guarded from Sheshis Me'ebreshis as the day of Geula. V'idach, and what is Rabbi Eliezer going to do with that pasuk of Lo Shimurim? Lo HaMishumar, Uba Minamazikin. It's to protect us from Mazikin. Now the next Gemara, Rashi has a long arichus to explain how Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer calculate all of the psukim in Parshas Noach. We are going to explain the Gemara in a more brief fashion that doesn't calculate all the psukim, but gets across the general point. The Gemara says, "Va'azdu tamayu." Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer are consistent with their positions in calculating the Torah's description of the duration of the Mabul. The Sanyo, we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Bishnash Shneishmeo Shana L'chayi Noach. In the 600 year of Noach's life, the Turi Evan points out that the lives of people were calculated not by the birth date, but by the beginning of the year, either Nisan according to Rabbi Yeshua or Tishrei according to Rabbi Eliezer. In the 600th year of the life of Noach, B'chodesh Hasheni, in the second month, B'shiva Asayom L'chodesh, the pasuk continues, the awful rains began. B'yom Azeh Nivku Kol Ma'inois Tehoim Rabov Arubos Hashemayim Niftechu. Now the Gemara calculates what month was it. It depends on whether we're talking to Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Ma'inois Hayom Yud Zayim Bi'ar Hayom. You have to say, if we're talking about the second month, Rabbi Yeshua holds that the world was created in Nisan, so therefore it means that it was in the 17th Aniyar. And then he adds, Yom Shemazel Kima Shoka Bayom Umayonos Misat Mismatin. The mazel of the Kima is a tail of a sheep, and it goes down. And the mazel of an ox goes up, and that is when the Mayonos, the earth springs, become less. But since the world had become corrupt, instead of the Mayanos becoming smaller, they became larger. So the mazel was distorted, which normally is associated with the waters receding from the springs. The exact opposite occurred. Rabbi Eliezer gave a different account because he believes the world was created in Tishrei. So what's the second month? Osa Yom Yud Zayin B'Marcheshvan Hayu. It was the 17th of Marcheshvan. Yom Shemazel Kima Ola. The time that the mazel of Kima normally goes up, B'Yom, Umayonos Miskabrim, and then the earthen springs become stronger. Umitok Shashinim Aseyim, and since the world had become corrupt, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Alei Maiseh Bereishis Ve'ela Mazel Kima B'Yom, and instead the Mazel Kima went up. Now this is a question, what type of Shinui is it? Because we just got through saying that the Mazel of Kima goes up. V'notol Shnei Kachovim Ve'evi Mavel La'olam. Mabel came to the world. So the Gemara is going to flesh out, aside from the dates, what exactly was the events of the Mazels that transpired. Bishlam Rabbi Shua Hainan D'Chsiv Shani. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we understand why it says Shnei. Hainu Dichsiv Shnei. This is why it says Shnei, that it was the second month, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, the second month is this month of Iyar. El Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the Malbul, who says the Malbul took place in Cheshvan, My Shnei. Why is it called Shnei? So many of the Mefarshim point out, Lechura, the Shnei would also be good, because it's the second month from Nisan. However, Mefarshim point out that even according to Rabbi Yoshua, the months are counted from Nisan. So if the months are counted from Nisan, then it should not say the second month, but rather it should say months, the month of Cheshvan, which is Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan would be the seventh month. And says the Gemara, Sheni Ladin, it was the second month to Rosh Hashanah. Analyze the Gemara, Bishlam, Rabbi Yeshua, Haina Deshina. I understand, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that there was a change in the mazel, but the way we represented Rabbi Lazar, there was no change in the mazel. Rabbi Lazar, Maishina, Kidder of Chizda. What type of change was there in the mazel? Like Rabbi Chizda, Damar of Chizda, Beroschin Kilklu, Uberoschin Nidonu. They made their mistakes with the heat of their passions. That was their averos, and they were judged with heat. In other words, the water was boiling hot. Broschen kilklu baveiro broschen danu ksiv hacha vayeshoku amayim ksiv hasan v'chamas hamelech shachacha by Achashverosh. It's referred to as cool down. Anger is referred to as cool down. So vayeshoku amayim seems to indicate that the water was very hot. So that was a change in the teva. We're going to stop today's daf over here, 10 lines into Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up Tan Rabbanan, Chachmei Yisrael, Monin L'Mabel. This Bezer Hashem concludes Yud Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.